Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penelope. Happy Monday morning to you.
Hello.
And now you've got a very special guest in the studio for today's fashion segment.
Yes, I have. We're very lucky to have in the studio Christine Crabb of Miss Crabb V.
Oh, you're Miss Crabb. Hi.
Hi, Mikey. Hi, Penny.
Thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you too. Thanks for having me.
It's a lovely day. You brought with you?
Absolutely beautiful.
And so we're all wearing
spring.
Black.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Woo, yeah. It's a spirit.
We're very busy. It's very practical.
Yeah, sure. So why'd you bring Miss Crabb in?
Just because she's my idol and I wanted to sit next to her on the radio and thought that would be really cool.
You're wearing Miss Crabb as we speak?
Yes.
Suck up.
I kind of wanted to bring Miss Crabb up because I know that she's got some new exciting things happening right at the moment, but also one of the things that I really love about Miss Crabb is that her clothing is...
Do you prefer being called Miss Crabb or Christine?
Both. Okay. Both my names.
Yeah, true. Okay.
is that I really love how music is so intrinsic to your design process and your clothing and things like that. And so I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's true. Like, we always have music on, and it's kind of like a no-brainer. Just have it, you know, music's part of life. But yeah, like over the years, you can kind of see like the different genres and things that have influenced my life and my work. And so yeah, and it's been really cool. But I didn't really know that it was a direct influence until recently. Because in the early days, I was really into like rock music and death metal music and like just all that kind of more romantic kind of style of music, and then
all right, romantic death metal.
But you know what I mean, like the aesthetic of it. Yeah.
That romantic aesthetic. Yeah. The considerate lover aesthetic of death metal. Yeah.
Well, that's how I interpret it. And then the penny dropped. When I started getting into electronic music and house music and all that kind of stuff, and I was like,
good on you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's a great combo. Those two are a great combo.
I didn't realise, yeah. And so, and that kind of influenced this, like, really minimal kind of, yeah.
So the outfit that, say, Penny's wearing right now, is that influenced by any particular music in particular?
Well, this one's called The Rise, and I made it in 2005. And it's inspired by Sepultura Arise.
Yeah. Well, let me play that. Let me play that in the background for people who don't know what that song is like.
Yes.
Are you thinking fashion yet, listener?
Turn it up.
We'll just let that trundle away in the background there, gently, romantically in the background.
Awesome.
I'm just imagining your workroom, actually, with us just cracking out there. So, yeah, carry on.
So can you tell us a little bit, for the listeners, about how you started?
Well, I had a shop on Karanga Happy Road called Rip Shit and Bust, which we opened in 2001. And then had that for 3 years, and then had the opportunity to open up my Ponsonby Road boutique that used to be Natalia Kachia.
3 years is not too bad. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick to get your own boutique on Ponsonby Road, isn't it?
Yeah, it was so lucky, and like it was my dream space since I was a fashion student, and then
to
get the opportunity, I was like, wow, this is cool. And then I just really wanted to develop like my own style and just create this alternative to fashion as such, and that's kind of I just want to create these clothes that are a different kind of beauty that's more, I don't know, like more emotional. Is the good word?
Was it were the times where you sort of went, oh look, am I the only one doing this? I thought maybe I'm going down the wrong path. Maybe I need to
always
just get some pleats happening. fashionable design.
But that relates to like the whole music thing. Like you're listening to something as subversive as like Norwegian death metal, and it makes you feel good and like strong and like do it, that you're doing the right thing. And I think Miss Crabbe has a following like death metal, like we've got diehard fans, but then lots of people just don't understand it as well, which I'm fine with, you know, but they will one day. They'll come round. We're always scratching the surface.
PFM's very similar in that respect.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me and I think a lot of people, for when they start wearing Miss Crabbe or they get their first piece, you do get addicted, and then it's like, I don't want to wear anything other than Miss Crabbe.
Yeah.
Because it does have this feeling of empowerment, like you say, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's just, I also love the fact that it's not, even though there are seasons, it doesn't seem like there's seasons, and like this can bring us around to talking about Neoclassica and what you're doing with that and how you work with your seasons.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, because I've got heaps of kids, it's always hard to kind of keep up with the fashion schedule. But also my pieces lend themselves to like a different time schedule as well. Like I basically make pieces that I want to last forever for the customer, but also for us that we can just keep on producing in new colours.
So you don't sort of cut lines after a certain time?
Well, if they keep selling and there's still a demand, then definitely we want to keep our customers happy. But some things we get tired of and we think, oh, we'll give that a rest, you know, and like bring something else back that we've done years ago. But I'm always making brand new stuff too.
Yeah, like the Fleetwood dress.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I love that dress.
Yeah. Yeah, so I made that in like 2010 and or 2011, and then that was really strong for a few years, and then we dropped that, but we've just brought it back, and so got lots of happy customers.
Yeah. Now, are you only selling stuff just locally, or do you have an international sort of bunch of addicts as well?
Well, we do, and it's only small though, like it's basically just New Zealand fans, I think, but we sell online all over the world, which is always really amazing, sending these things to far-flung places. But that's my goal, is to be able to travel more and discover more and meet more like-minded people and share Miss Crabbe around. But yeah, it's quite, yeah.
Can you tell us about your new collection?
Oh yes, so we launched our two new summer collections. So it's divided into kind of two, where we have Neoclassica, which is a collection of all our classic pieces that people know and love, and then we have like a mainline collection, which is all the brand new work and brand new colours and fabrics and stuff. So Chiaroscuro is our new mainline collection, which just dropped into store and online on Friday, so it's really exciting. But basically it's all about kind of very regal, kind of princessy silhouettes and colours and fabrics and textures. Some of the colours we've made ourselves, like the jade green is like a colour that we've developed ourselves. this prince purple, which is, yeah, so cool.
It is. It's amazing.
New Zealanders not not huge on colour though, are we? Obviously, you can hear,
but as a rule, probably not. I think that kind of suits our physical landscape and our emotional landscape, maybe. But we always seem to do really well with our colours, and I'm really colour obsessed, and so I think that maybe that's why it goes really well, because I put so much love into developing colours and choosing colours and making sure that they're all perfect.
Yeah, that blue is amazing. That's sky blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who can't hear that on the radio, though?
No.
It's like a Cinderella blue.
Yeah.
And then we've done this amazing, like, lemon yellow satin.
And the name of the collection, what does that mean?
Well, it's it's an Italian Renaissance painting. What do you call it? Anyway, basically in classical painting, it means darkness and light.
Oh, cool.
And so it's like a metaphor for life, you know, and
I hear
everything.
Yeah.
I know. And so we all go through stuff, and it's just good to remember the beauty of it all and the contrast and all that. And then, for, you know, like you can see the difference.
How so? You know, when you come up with a concept for a line do you come up with the concept first, or do you sort of make a couple of pieces and go, oh, this is where it's all going, and this is the title that I think befits it?
Yeah, I think it kind of happens at the end. Like, I'm a bit retrospective with what my influences are. Like, at the time, I'm just going with it.
Yeah, so it all just makes sense when it all comes together.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, that's what that is. And then you kind of have to think a bit like that for business too. You can't just go along being like, I do what I want. You've got to explain it.
What are the most difficult things about doing what you do in New Zealand that you've had to sort of, the highest hurdle you've had to jump, sort of thing?
I think having such a small market,
yeah,
and like maybe New Zealand culture not being as kind of in tune with like fashion,
yeah,
like it's not really part of our culture. Like I think it's a new thing that, you know, we've gotten into, whereas in Europe it's been going for hundreds, thousands
since
of years,
clothes.
Yeah. but I think that's why we're interesting and special as well. So if we just had more people with more money, then it would be totally sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just it takes me so long to make my clothes. So.
Now, will you make gentlemen's clothes?
Yeah, this is what I've been working on this year, actually, which has been so inspiring. So I've just been making, because kind of what we do is quite fluid anyway, and we have had boy customers like the whole time. So now I just want to channel it a bit more, like get like boy or men proportions happening, and yeah, just but also for girls. Like, I think girls wearing men's proportion clothes are really cool as well. So yeah, but it's been real inspiring. Yeah, like, just been making bits and pieces for different boys, and yeah.
Because it's hard to find good clothes for guys.
I feel sorry for boys. Yeah, like there's not. You've got to search quite.
Yeah,
quite hard to get good stuff. Yeah.
Like, look at all this. Look at all poor millennials all in the same outfit. Everybody wearing outfit. Everyone wearing the same outfit everywhere. Everyone. Well, I know it's rich coming from old wear black everyday me, but oh, bloody hell. Look to the youth for some sort of inspiration. Yay! Look at you, Tess. Not you, you know. But I'm saying the guys do. Guys dress terribly.
Oh, no. Every time I go out, I just see so many beautiful young people looking
amazing.
Oh,
that's
amazing.
What I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
sorry. But it's true. Like, I'm just like, wow. It's good.
And do you, do you bring young designers through your shop as well and sort of teach them the trade, or do you?
Yeah, we have done, like, sort of the whole time. I've had, like, different young designers whose work I just love. And, yeah, at the moment we've got some really cool jewellers I'm really into.
And is there anyone that you sort of have to thank for helping you through have a mentor or so much, or someone that you looked up to in the New Zealand industry?
I've always had like wonderful people around me. Like my team at Miss Crab has always been really supportive and strong like throughout my whole having kids and like everything. So yeah, and I do have like a really amazing mentor who I ring up and if I have a problem, and he makes the problem seem really small. So
that's a spirit. Cool.
It's good.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for coming. Very nice to meet you, and good luck with the Forevermore.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Christine Crabb, Miss Crabb, to you, ladies and gentlemen.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.